From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. Animals evolve their colors to be sexy, but mostly to be dangerous. Amphibians, reptiles, fish, insects, birds, and even mammals sometimes use bright colors to attract mates. Think of the iridescent plumage of peacocks, or the bright greens, yellows, and oranges of a male iguana. But animals are about 5 times as likely to use bold color, especially red, yellow, black, and white, to warn predators that they're poisonous, foul-smelling, or bad-tasting. Think of the red hourglass on the black widow spider, or the high-contrast stripes on bees, wasps, and skunks. But bright colors also make them more visible to predators, so how did this trait develop? Scientists looked at 3 coloration schemes across more than 1,000 species and found they fell into 3 groups, camouflaged, brightly colored, and hidden signal, which flash colors only when threatened. Their research suggests that some hidden signal types developed chemical deterrents. Then, as generations passed, both their poison and coloration increased, spreading to other parts of the body until a brightly colored, highly venomous species emerged. Still, many species remained camouflaged, but developed strong poisons, while others evolved to mimic the dangerous coloration of their peers, but remained harmless. It can be hard to know which is which. So if you ever see a brightly colored or a well-camouflaged wild animal, best to look, but don't touch. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more EarthDate episodes or to support this program, visit EarthDate.org.